it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, aka the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and this is season number 4. And on today's show, we got an episode you do not want to miss. So without a doubt, let's get it in.
Welcome to the Vision Live Network. You are now tuned in to the Slack is Talk podcast, hosted by film producer Jason Slack and presented by the Vision Live Network. The Vision Live Network is the home of a number of today's popular podcasts. Since you are already a fan, you might as well subscribe. Visit www.visionlivenetwork.com, go to the Slack is Talk podcast, then click the subscribe button. That's it. It's that simple. The show will be delivered to your device every time there is a new episode. Now you can hear all the talk from the 40 Vision man himself. Thanks for tuning in to the Vision Live Network, where you can experience our vision live. 40 Vision Films and Godstar Productions are two proud sponsors of the Vision Live Network, working together to bring us the best listening experience possible. 40 Vision Films and Godstar Productions, two marquee names in our industry today. For more information, visit 40visionfilms.com.
And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today is Thursday, May 30th, 2024. And on today's show, man, I felt like we should switch it up a little bit, man. We've been talking about sports. We've been talking about, you know, some serious stuff. On this episode, man, let's switch it up a little bit. And let's talk about, like, something, like, dear to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, something about my background. You know, something that got me in the game, man. Something that I love the most. One of the things I felt like, you know, we ain't talk about this in a while. And most of y'all, you know, my day ones, man, y'all know what I'm talking about, man. I'm talking about my movie background, my filming, my love for production, my love for creating films. And, you know, this is something that, you know, I talk about. This is something that I get asked about a lot. And it's like, why you not really into, like, remakes? And why am I not that high on sequels? And not so much sequels, but I feel as though, like, certain movies should never get touched. Certain TV shows should never get touched or thought about again. A lot of y'all wanted to know, like, you know, what's my thought process behind that? And, you know, what's my meaning for, you know, feeling that way about, you know, certain sequels and certain movies you should be off limits and things of that nature. So, you know, I decided we go talk about it. And before we get started, y'all already know what it is, man. Much love and much appreciation, man. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. Now, before we get started, I want y'all to give me the opportunity to address something sports related real quick. You know, I know this has nothing to do with our episode, but, you know, we got a big social media following and, you know, conversations happen and stuff like that. And like I said, I made a promise to try to address everything. So when I see, you know, or hear something talked about a lot, you know what I'm saying, I'll address it. A lot of stuff is being made about, like, the NBA as far as, like, how the games go, the competition. You know, basically, like, a lot of comebacks. A team could be winning for a whole game, and then all of a sudden, you know, the other team comes out of nowhere and win. And a lot of people, like, just think, like, certain games and certain stuff is weird. Now, my team is out of it. You know, I'm a Chicago fan. But I like the fact that all the teams that are in there are new, or I shouldn't say new. I should say like most of the players have never won a championship before. I had to change that because, you know, Boston as a franchise, they won the most championships in the league. Boston and the Lakers are actually tied. But, you know, Tatum, Jaylen Brown, none of them has any rings. So as far as like the players go, this is brand new to them. Now, you know, I don't really know about the weirdness of the games, like the way the things are going. But like one thing that I do want to get out there and say, now, when you start talking playoffs and you talk about like the first round, the first seed against number 8, I will give you that and say like there's a difference. There's a different level between those two teams most of the time. Sometimes you get an 8 seed, you know, the team was just injured all year and they just got the 8 seed, but you know the team is much better than that. You know, I'm not talking about those kind of cases. I'm talking about, you know, an 8 seed that just barely like mediocre and just got in there. They're not really on the same level in general as the number 1 seed. So I can see that being a sweep. You know, but when you start getting to like the Eastern Conference Finals and the Western Conference Finals, you talking about the Final Four and you talking about the top two teams in each conference. I don't expect a team to be down 3-0. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the level of play shouldn't be that much of a difference. It shouldn't be that much dramatic to where, like, you know, it's a sweep. You know what I'm saying? Or somebody's on the verge of getting swept. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as competition, that should not happen. You know what I'm saying? I do know that part. And, you know, that's something that I did want to get out there. As far as the games, man, all teams are relatively young, man, and inexperienced. Like I said, I think Boston has the most experience, and they're young too. But I think you kind of seeing the changing of the guard. Veterans in the NBA are not 35 no more. Veterans in the NBA are 25. And I think you witnessing that. You know, I think you witnessing that. Even the veteran teams are young. You know, if you've been in the league for about 4 years, you're considered a veteran now. And I think people seeing that. And I think, you know, that's contributing to these games being unpredictable and so, like, wow. You know what I'm saying? One team is winning and, you know, by 10, the next thing you know, they're down by 8. You know, that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? I think that's more going to become the norm. But we'll just, like, wait and see. But, I mean, for what it's worth, it will be a new champion this year. And I just wanted to address that. And I think it's the age coming in. You know, it's not – the veterans that we know of yesterday are different from today. And I think, you know, you're seeing that, and I think that's going to become the new norm. But Eastern Conference Finals, Western Conference Finals, it shouldn't be no sweep. Or no, up 3-0. That's crazy. Something got to be done about that. Now that I got that out the way, we can get into business, man. We can get into the fun stuff, man. I can let y'all into my world, man. We can talk about these movies. Why, you know, I don't really care too much about remakes. And, you know, classics really shouldn't have a sequel to it, man. I'm gonna go into all that with you. I'm gonna go into everything with you, man. This is what I do, man. Filmmaking, this is what I do. This is my passion right here. Now, I'm going to start from the beginning. When I was a kid, right, I was just like y'all. You know, all the movies that I love, all the movies that I consider classics, all the movies that I watch over and over and over, 9 times out of 10, I was hoping that there would be a part two to the movie. And I'm going to give you an example. One of my movies that I grew up on, man, one of my favorites, man. I never get tired of it, man. Y'all know I'm a Pac fan. I love the movie Juice. Love it, man. I love everything about it, man. I can sit there. It never gets old. You know what I'm saying? I never get tired of it. You know what I'm saying? It's timeless. It's timeless, man. It's timeless. Even though, you know, my man, you know, Pac died at the end. You know, Omar Epps, my man Epps, you know, he let Pac go, a.k.a. Bishop, go, you know what I'm saying, fell off the roof. And, you know, there was a party going on. And, you know, when Pac fell, you know, everybody seen it. And everybody stopped the party. And the last words was, you know, my man, you know, I don't know his name, man, but he's been around for a while, too. He's been in some other stuff. He turned and he told Epps, hey, man, you know, you got the juice now, man. And it goes off like that. You know, at the time, I think Juice came out in 91. I was young, man. I wasn't even a teenager yet. But, of course, you know, I seen that as a kid, and I'm like, yeah, man, yeah. It's got to be a part two. Why would they say that? Why would they do that, man? Like, part two, like, he going to be running the block. Like, he going to be the man, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was hyped. Like, yeah, it's going to be a part two, definitely. You know, I was young, naive, didn't know any better, you know what I'm saying? All I know is I love the movie. And that was a hint that it could be a part two with me, man. You know what I'm saying? Not knowing the business. Not really looking at the business side of it. You know, just looking at it from an entertainment side of it, so to speak. Now, that was the kid in me. Now, let me tell you why this would not work. And, you know, spoiler alert, if you're young and like I was and you just like the entertainment part of it and you don't really know the business yet, this episode may not be for you. I don't want to ruin it for you. I don't want to, like, because it's entertainment after all. You know what I'm saying? There's certain stuff that you don't know, and the parts that you probably don't know is what makes it fun right now. All the adults, they should know this. All y'all adults out there, y'all should know what I'm about to say. But if you're too young to really know the business, you know, you might want to, you know, fast forward, you know, this episode when you can. You know what I'm saying? Parts of the episode when you can. But let me tell you why, you know, this would not work. First, right? There's a certain thing that drew you to this movie. When you saw this movie and you loved it, there was a certain element, a certain something about it that made it special to you. Whether it was the acting, whether it was the people in it, like AKA, I'm a Tupac fan, so just by him being in it, I'm good. That, you know what I mean? I was in already, right? So it might be the acting, it might be the people in it, it might be, if you're old enough, it might be the directing, it might be the storyline, you know what I'm saying? It might be, you know, dear to you, based off a true story. You might know that this happened to somebody or something like that. There's different reasons why a person could like a movie. When you look at the movie, and I'm just using this as an example. When you look at the movie, you know, if you're a Tupac fan, well, guess what? Tupac died in the first movie. He can't be in the second. You know, he fell off a roof that was, what, 15-story high or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, he can't be in it. Raheem, I forget my man name in real life. You know, he's not there. Radamez, if you remember him, all the people that Pop killed, they can't be in part two. So automatically, like, the second part is going to have a different feel to it because all those people are gone, quite naturally, of course, can't be in the second one. That's one factor in it. Now, just in case you're a fan of a certain person. Now, two, let's talk about the story, right? Basically, you know, Pac and them, they was four friends, they was going to school, they was cutting and all that kind of stuff, hanging together, and, you know, Pac got crazy and wanted to, you know, this got crazy on them and started, you know, killing people, yada, yada, yada. All of a sudden, it was about power. You know, everything, you know, broke off. Now, you do a part two. All his friends died. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about Epps. You know what I'm saying? So, there's no them anymore. He can't go to school. You know what I'm saying? You do a part two, he has to be a grown man now. When you do a part two, like, things change. Like, the person, I know it's just a movie, but certain things have to remain intact. Like, certain things have to still be in place. Certain things, certain elements still have to be real. So when you do a part two, the second part most likely is not going to pick back up with them still on the roof. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be like years later or some time went by. So, you know, he's not going to school anymore. His friends have died in the first one. So he's a grown man now. As great of a movie Juice is, you have to think, can that story survive and go another round? You know, think about it. Can the story go around to make another round? Can it go to another level? You can only go to high school once. You can only have, like, those four friends one time. Now, can you say he went to college or change it? He got a job now and stuff like that. Yeah, technically you can. But now here's the deal. When there's a sequel and the person got older, right? And you're trying to go with the same storyline or continuation. And I really want you to follow me. When you go on with the same storyline and a continuation, if things have to be different, which in this case it has to be, he can't be in high school anymore, he can't have the same friends, right? So that means changes are going to have to be made. Now, when you make those changes, here's the question, right? Here's the question that you have to ask yourself. When you make those changes and upgrades, is it still going to have that same feel as the first one? If the answer is yes, then you're on to something. If part two has to be not the same realm or element as the first one, you might have some trouble because now you're taking the people away from the very things that drew them to the first one and made the first one a classic. if that makes sense. Now, you know, most stories, most films only have the reach to be able to go around one time. Now, keeping it on the real side, and this is something that, you know, if you're on the entertainment side, you don't think about. When you do a sequel, the first movie and the second movie is not written at the same time. When the first movie comes out, the second one is not in production yet. In fact, the second one is based upon how the first one is received. You gotta know. So when you come out with the first one, you don't know the first one is a classic yet until actually probably like years later. Now, and I know this is tricky business, so you have to follow me. Now, something to remember. You come out with a sequel, I don't know, 5 or 6 years later, right? Whoever you had acting in the first one, in real life, they got 5 or 6 years older. Can they still play that part? That's a good question. Now, when I come back here on the Slackers Talk podcast, I'm going to give you some more things to look at when it comes to sequels. And I'm going to show you the good side. I'm not saying that it's impossible to have a good sequel, because there are some good sequels out there. But I'm going to tell you the secret to why those sequels are successful. Keep it locked. It's the talk of the town now. If you are a musician, DJ, podcaster, radio host, or you do anything dealing with an audio platform, check out a company called Sonar. They specialize in musical WordPress themes and services. If you are looking for a good MP3 audio player for your radio station or something to showcase selling your music online, Sonar is right for you. They have hundreds of professional templates for you to choose from and to give you the look you're looking for. Visit sonar.io. That's SONAAR.io. And set yourself apart from the competition. Welcome back here on the Talk of the Town Now, man, where we sitting here, we chopping it up, man. We talking about my favorite thing to do. We talking about movies. We talking about production. We talking about, you know, the sequels, how I feel about them, how I feel about, you know, remakes and things of that nature. And when I left off, or when we left off, rather, I told you when I come back, I wanted to explain how, you know, there's some exceptions, you know, there's some part twos. Actually, there's a lot, and a lot of them work, but I want to explain the difference to you of, you know, why a part two or a sequel or a series or a continuation could work versus when they don't work. Now, let me think, man. Let me freestyle. Let me give you something off top, right? Let's take Halloween. You know what I'm saying? Classic. My man Michael Myers. It was not only a part two, man, but as a matter of fact, man, it started, I would like to say that started in the late 80s. And they just made what I believe is the last one 2 years ago, maybe, in 22 or something like that. And they just came out with, you know, before that, it was another one like the year before that. So they just came out with two recent. So we talking about, man, 40 years, man, like you know, 30, 40 years, man, four decades of Halloween and Michael Myers. Now, the reason why something like this could work, well, has worked, I'm not going to say I didn't like all of them. I don't like when they did the Rob Zombie thing. If you follow, you know, Halloween, I ain't like that one. But pretty much, other than that, I liked all of them. You know, some, of course, are better than others. And before I even get there, let me backtrack for a minute. Another thing, another note that I left out that's important, and what makes the first one always special, and it makes, like, it's something that about the first one that makes it hard to do a second, or it makes it hard for the second or any other one to ever be better than the first. It's the surprise element of it. It's what you call, like, the shock value. Like, you watch the first Halloween, that's the first time ever that you've seen Michael Myers. You watch Juice, that's the first time that you ever seen Juice. You know, regardless if it's going to be a part two or part three. Though Juice, the first one, and there's only one. I'm just saying Juice for example, because that's what we talked about in the first segment. But when you see a movie for the first time, it's the first. Like, you just introducing or seeing the characters. You just seeing the story for the first time. Everything is a first. So when it comes down to it and they do a second, or, you know, it's more than two and it's something continuous, certain things don't apply no more. Like, you know the story already. You know the characters already. You know the style. You have a sense of direction. You know what I'm saying? You have the purpose. You have, like, you may not know what's going to happen, but you have a path, a vision, because you've seen the first one. If that makes sense. So I just wanna get that out there, because I left that out in the first segment. It's the object of seeing it for the first time, the story, the people, the characters, everything, you know what I'm saying, for the first time. That's something that can't happen in the second one or any thereafter, you know what I mean, any part thereafter, you know what I'm saying? You can't get that back. You can't get that in no other one. Unless you do something totally different, then it don't count, you know what I'm saying? But getting back to what I'm saying, my point, the reason why the Michael Myers thing is successful and it can be sequels and it can go on for decades is, even though it's not a true story, you know what I'm saying? It's about a man that wears a mask and he dies and he keeps coming back and all that. It's entertainment, right? But the story is sustainable. Like, you know it's entertainment. You know nobody's going to die and come back. You know, wear a mask and all that and only come around Halloween. You know that. But, you know, the idea of the story, like, every Halloween, you know what I'm saying? It could be different people. You know, it could be a school this time. It could be somebody's job, a certain town, you know what I'm saying? It could, even though it's the same guy, you could build different storylines around it. That story is sustainable. Like, it could carry over. You know what I'm saying? That's a story that you can maintain and keep recycling. You know what I'm saying? Like, over. You know, you keep your core people, but in general, the cast, it could be, like, different. Like, you know, the killings and stuff like that. You know, it keeps everything fresh. Now, you know, that's a scary movie, a horror flick. Now, if you want to talk a regular movie, and this is the perfect example. The first one came out in the 90s, and they actually, it's been three movies. The last one came out in maybe 2021, maybe. I have to look that up. They did three films, and those films did so good that it is now a series on, I believe, not Netflix. It's on Peacock. And like I said, the first one came out in like 99. So we talking 25 years. By the grace of God, you know what I'm saying? It has the same cast members and everything. That's special. To be able to like, to have like three movies, and it was a long drought in between two of the movies. Like, man, I would like to say the first one came out in 99. I would like to say the second one came out in like maybe 2013 or something like that. I might be reaching. And then the last one was like in, like I said, 2021 or something like that. So we talking like a lot of years between them. And but all three of them were dope. And if you don't know which movie I'm talking about, man, I'm talking about The Best Man. You know what I'm saying? Classic actors, you know, Hall of Fame actors, definitely. All the way across the board, man. We talking Morris Chestnut, Sanaa Lathan, Nia Long. Just like all across the board, man. Like, good actors is going to work, you know, regardless. It goes a long way when you got that kind of cast, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm leaving people out. I'm not doing it no justice, but it goes a long way, man. Like, this all-star cast. And the story was sustainable. It's about, you know, a group of friends, pretty much, male and female, you know what I'm saying? They came up, you know, y'all know the story about, you know, the wedding where, you know, my man Diggs got with Chestnut's wife before they got, you know, before he got married to, you know, to his lady. And, you know, they fought and all that good stuff. And at the end, you know, they came back together. And on the second one, you know, it continues. Like, it shows. Were they still friends? What happened after? Everybody got older. You know what I'm saying? New relationships. And then they, you know, they did it again. The third time. You know, where his wife, you know, passed. All the kids are older now. Everybody's older. They still going to do their thing. It's just like, it's about life. You know what I'm saying? When it's about life and that kind of story, there's a range of places where you could take that and make the story sustainable. That's why they was able to do three and go 8-9 years in between and then turn around and make it into a series. You know what I'm saying? Because it's about life. It's about a real true story. You know, a real group of friends. You know what I'm saying? You got, I don't know how many, it's about at least about seven of them. And, you know, you could just carry it out. You know what I'm saying? Each one of them, each cast member could have their own episode and things like that. Like, you got room to carry stuff out and to prolong it and to keep going. You know what I'm saying? That's big. That's major. You know what I'm saying? And it works. All three of them are good. The series was good. And I'm waiting on the new one. It's been a while, man. The new one should be out any day now. You know what I'm saying? It got me waiting. Another example, you know, the Karate Kid back in the day. Danielson. Now they got Cobra Kai. You know what I'm saying? That's like four decades. You know what I'm saying? Like, people fighting each other, going to school, enemies. Now they got kids, you know what I'm saying? And they found out that they was fighting for nothing and all that. Like, the story is sustainable. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, basically how you is and how you feel as a kid, you don't feel that same way when you get older. You start looking at things differently. You know what I'm saying? You start, like, turning your life around and stuff like that. The story is sustainable, man. It's not just about karate. It's about, like, life, too. The relationship aspect of it, like, and still, like, the same, you know, the kids obviously is new, but, you know, the adults, you know, Danielson and all of them, like, what's my man name, my man Kreese, you know what I'm saying, by the grace of God, he's still here with us, man, he in it, you know, Miss rest in peace, Mr. Miyagi, he passed away. But, you know, they mention him. Like, it's the same story. You know, he didn't deviate from it. Because it translates. You know what I'm saying? You could keep it going. Now, I heard a rumor that it's supposed to be the last season is coming up at the end of the year. I mean, I like that show, man. I hope it's not. But, like, they could always bring it back. You know what I'm saying? The kids will go get older. They could have kids and keep it going. You know what I'm saying? It's continuous. You know what I'm saying? Have Daniel's son and them, like, have grandparents now and stuff like that. It's an ongoing thing. When you got a great story and it's real, like, you know what I'm saying? It's real, about real life situations. You can keep it going. You know what I'm saying? You can add new people into the mix. You know what I'm saying? It gives you a wide range of possibilities. So, you know, as you can see, man, I'm not against having a sequel, a part two, or, you know, some kind of series or continuation. But it has to be a combination of things. The story has to be sustainable. You have to have, like, that, or you have to have, like, a good number of quality actors. You know, I'm not going to say, like, everybody in it has to be, like, Hall of Fame worthy or Oscar, you know, worthy or something like that. But you have to have characters that people love and people want to see. And they have the ability to, you know, carry an episode by themselves if need be. You know what I'm saying? That can help you, like, that will go a long way in helping you, like, keeping everything going and stuff like that. You know, the business side got to be right. Everybody that's in it has to be dedicated to it and willing to, like, agree to come back and stuff like that, which is something that we don't think about, you know what I'm saying, unless you're in the business, you know? So I'm not against sequels, but, however, I will tell you this. I know, you know, when I was a kid coming up, every good movie that I seen and every good movie I liked, you know, I came up wishing that it was a part two. And then I got older and then I realized, you know, the story just wouldn't make sense. And, you know, I started getting interested in the business part of it and realized that, you know, the actors that are playing it, they're getting older too and going through real life and they may not feel that way and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So I just got, like, accustomed to it. So, you know, I wanted everything to be a part two and at first, you know what I'm saying? So I don't want to sound like a hypocrite here, but as I got older and now that I have started writing myself and I've got myself in the industry, I do believe that there are certain movies and certain TV shows that just should not, under no circumstances, ever be touched. No part twos, no sequels, no nothing. And I'm going to take another break here on the Talk of the Town now. And when we come back, I'm going to name some of those movies. Because there's a lot of them. I ain't going to really get to all of them. But I'm going to name some of those movies that absolutely, positively should not be touched. This is a list that you don't want to miss right here on the Talk of the Town now. I'll be right back. You know what the most important thing about building a brand is? Deciding who handles all your web development and marketing needs. VisionWorks is the one-stop shop for all your business needs. The team at VisionWorks provides all services like logos, website design, hosting, emails, service, and much more. You can even buy everything you need from their store. Just go to visionlivehosting.com and choose from thousands of business products and plans. Start today and thank me later.
Stay tuned to the Slackers Talk podcast right here on the Vision Live Network.
It's Thursday, May 30th, and we back here with another epic edition of the Talk of the Town now. And if you out there listening, man, which I know you are, hit me up, man, somewhere on social media later on and let me know how you feel, man, about remakes. You know what I'm saying? This films, man, remakes and part twos, sequels and everything, man. Let me know what you feel about it, man. You know, basically, man, a sequel is not for everything, man. A remake is not for everything, man. You know, certain stuff, you know what I'm saying? I keep saying it, man. You know, I'm all about the new blood. I'm all about change. I'm open to new ideas. But when you're OG, man, certain things just remain the same. Certain things is not up for debate. You know what I'm saying? And in this episode, certain movies is, you just can't touch. You can't, man, no matter what. I mean, it's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to work, man. You know, unfortunately, you know, it's a one-time deal. I know you love the movie. You know, it must be your favorite. Might be your favorite. It's something that you never get tired of watching. But it won't work, man. It won't. Trust me, man. I've seen it too many times. And some of those movies, and even TV shows, man. Some of those movies and TV shows, this should not, you know, ever get touched. And, you know, I'm going to name a few. White Men Can't Jump. Man, that's classic, man. Like, that's, again, you know, we talked about this. That's one of those stories that it's a one-time deal, man. You know, like two grown men, like hustling, they playing ball and they hustling people, you know, trying to make a little money, trying to stay above water, you know what I'm saying, above ground and stuff like that. It can't be no part two, because like, what are they going to do? They going to move to a new place and do the same thing all over again? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, part two, they have to get older and out of that. They should have like, you know, you can't play basketball forever. You know what I'm saying? They should have probably had a steady job by now. You know, things of that. Like, you know, you gotta make the story like a little realistic. You know what I'm saying? This is like a little realistic here. You know what I'm saying? I haven't seen it, but I heard it's like a little TV series of White Men Can't Jump. I can't. You know, they probably got some things going on and stuff like that, but I just can't see it. You know what I'm saying? Same thing, New Jack City. And I see like they messing with my man Wesley Snipes a whole lot, because he was in both movies. New Jack City, I heard it's a remake of that. That can't be done over. It can't be no part two of it. First of all, you know, that was 30 years ago. That was over 30 years ago. Secondly, you know, they killed everybody off. You know what I'm saying? Nino, you know, Nino is dead. G-Money, the Dada Man, Keisha, they all gone, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's now, I know, I heard that they also have a remake of this out. Again, man, I can't. Now, when I first heard the rumor about, like, a remake or something of this coming out, you know what I'm saying? I tried, you know, I stayed true to my word, you know what I'm saying? I'm up for change. I'm up for something new. Things that are new and stuff like that. I'm up for it. I'm going to give it a shot. You know what I'm saying? Me being a writer, and New Jack City is one of my favorite movies, man, all time, man. It definitely got to be in the top five. I never get tired of watching it. Never get tired of watching it, man. I always, like, make reference to that movie, like, easily top five, man, of all time, definitely. Me being a writer, I tried to, like, to see if I could make sense of a part two. And The only thing that I could think of, and again, you know, I don't think it would work. You know what I'm saying? You could probably make a story out of it, but I just don't think it, you know, you can make a story out of it, but I don't think it would work. If you remember the movie, right? Nino Brown, Nino was messing with G Money's girl, right? You know what I'm saying? He was messing around, right? The only thing that I could think of, because if I'm not mistaken, I believe that she's still alive. I don't remember. I have to go back and watch the movie and see if I missed anything, but you know, the girl that, you know, she was still alive. Only thing I could think of that you could say is that Nino messed around and got her pregnant. And now he has a son, and you know, she's still alive. And maybe, you know, you want to say that, you know, he went out and he took after him. You know, he started an empire of his own and stuff like that. You know, maybe not knowing who his father is, because Nino's going to be dead by the time he was born. Maybe you could do something like that. You know what I'm saying? That's about it. You know what I'm saying? But again, man, it's been 30 years, so his son is going to be a grown man. It makes sense. It makes sense in that kind of way. But other than that, everybody is gone. You know what I'm saying? That old man, you know, he shot Nino, so he has to be locked up for life. He was like 60 or 70 years old then, probably, in the movie, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I can't see it. Scarface should never be touched. Boys in the Hood, never be touched. Menace to Society, Juice, Above the Rim, Poetic Justice. What else we got, man? It's a whole bunch of them. You can go Belly. And I heard a rumor, and there actually was a Belly Part 2. You know what I'm saying? I think of it with the game. Ruined it, man. Ruined it, ruined it, ruined it. Ruined the whole damn thing, man. Ruined it, ruined it. And I like the game as a rapper, man. You know, shout out to the G-Unit. I wish he would have never broke that up. They was on their way to having the dynasty, man. You know what I'm saying? I like the game. But I actually heard a rumor that there was supposed to be a part two of Belly. Like, before the game got involved, I heard, Nas. Well, DMX was supposed to come and get Nas from Africa or something like that. Due to DMX, you know, his legal troubles and, you know, his battles and stuff like that, they was never able to get it together, and it never came to fruition. So I think what ended up happening is the contract and the plans and everything were already, like, signed, and they already, the production company was already given the go to go ahead and move forward with the project. And then I think when DMX got into his troubles and his battles and stuff like that, they had to pivot and go to the game. You know what I'm saying? That's the word on the street. But now, if that story was straight, I could maybe see that happening. And I do consider Belly a classic. You know, that's the first time we saw DMX on set. And I think DMX, man, he was on his way, man. He was a good actor. He was a great actor, man. Every movie he played in was good. Was good. He was a great actor, man. Rest in peace to DMX. I think that had a chance. It was never going to be nowhere near as good as the first one, but I think that maybe had a chance. Now, you know, that brings me to this. You know, I heard a rumor, right? And this was a while ago, and I still haven't heard anything yet. So maybe it was just like false news or somebody, like, you know, putting some stuff out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been a while. It's been like maybe a year ago or close to a year ago I first heard this. The movie Acrimony with Taraji P. Henson. It was a Tyler Perry film, right? Now, I don't know. I like that movie a lot. I don't know if I consider it a classic, that might be a stretch. It's a real good movie, man. Good story, good acting, everything. I don't know if people, and myself included, consider it a classic. But I heard a rumor about a year ago now that there was supposed to be an idea of a part two. Now, before I get into how crazy this is, right? Let me just say, like, the story is good, you know. Taraji, you know, had a man, they came up together. They met in school, I believe. They got married, and dude had an invention. You know, he had a creation that he was trying to get off the ground. You know, he wasn't really working. He spent all his time, like, trying to do this invention that he had, and Taraji was helping him. She was putting money into him and everything, and the money ran out. They started struggling. You know, one thing led to the next. Da-da-da-da, you know. He kept trying to make his creation hit. You know, he kept saying it was going to be a hit. It took a long time. And they, you know, the money ran out. They started struggling. And they got a divorce. They broke up. After the divorce, my man, he got on. His creation was a hit. He became damn near close to a billionaire, right? So, you know how that go. You know, Taraji got salty. You know, he met another woman from his past and all that. Somebody that she knew. So, you know, she was kind of salty. And, you know, she started stalking him. But anyway, I ain't going to tell the movie this in case you ain't see it. But at the end, you know, she end up trying to kill him. And it goes off with her. They're in the boat. She falls into the water. You know, next to the dock with some change around her, with some change around her ankle. So she's tied to the boat underwater with no way to get up. So now it's a good story, and it's the type of story that there could be a part two. But the only thing is, how is she going to survive that? Like, what do you? If this is true, like, what are you going to do? How are you going to say that she got out of that? Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, the movie, what made the movie good is because of the story. That is, it could be considered like a true story. It's something that probably happened before, and people could relate to it. People could see it happening. It's not the type of movie that where somebody has superpowers. You know, it's not the type of movie where a person can't be killed no matter what. They above life. You know, they this untouchable figure. It's not that type of movie. So, in that sense, I just don't see it. Now, if he goes and gets somebody else, like, you can't. Like, what's the chances of the same thing happening twice? You know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't gonna be no fun. And then it's like, how is she gonna get out of this? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, if this is true, man, I would love to see how he would do this. Just, you know, just for the hell of it. Just to see how she's gonna get out of that alive. You know what I'm saying? Just for that reason alone. But if it's a part two, and you're going to say that she made it out of that alive, it got to be some kind of superhero stuff that took place, man. And that's going to take away from the actual, like, story of what made the first one a success. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. So it's like, with sequels, you know what I mean? To sum it up, sequels, I'm not too much into remakes, because a remake is just a remake. Like, a remake is, you're just doing the same exact thing with different people. Like, I don't really see the fun in that. But you know what I'm saying? That's how I feel on that. But as far as, like, sequels, like, the movie can't be a classic because you're going to fail because it's not going to live up to the expectations of the first one. You know what I'm saying? If it's a classic, you know what I'm saying? Like normally. Now, the exception to that is if the classic is a story, if the classic has a story that's sustainable and that could be carried over, like reality-wise, then there's a possibility it could work. Like Best Man, that could work. Like I said, I don't know if you call it a classic, but Acrimony, that has, if she went out another way where it's possible that she could have gotten out, that story is sustainable. Like she could come back and continue haunting them, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, like stalking them, and he just don't know, you know, what's happening, like something like that. But it's a real life story or a horror movie. For example, Bad Boys. I consider the first one classic. That movie is about to come out in another week. Like, that's sustainable. Like, each time you can bring new people in and they just have like a new case. You know what I'm saying? A new set of bad guys trying to do something different. That's going to make the story, even though it's like always wanting them, it's going to make, you know, for a different play, a different story. You know what I'm saying? A different feel. Even though it's like under the same series. You know what I'm saying? I look forward to checking that out. I think that's Will Smith's first joint since the infamous Slap. So I'll check that one out because it's like it's really nothing out right now. So I mean, I look forward to that. You know, they added his son to the mix, so they added another element to it. You know what I'm saying? So there's that. But leave the classics alone, I say. And it's not impossible, but you got to have a good story. The story has to be, you know what I'm saying? It has to be like a true story that could carry over. It has to have like good acting in it. You have to accept the fact that no matter what, it's not going to be better than the first one. And you have to have the ability to be able to add to it and bring different elements in without sacrificing what made the first one a success to begin with. So, you know, in the end game, to do a remake, nah, it's not for me. To do a sequel, a part two, certain movies, and then if you go do it, you got to make sure that you stay true to the story and you got to do it right. And I want you to hear this one because I'm going to throw this in there. And this is actually very important too. If you go do a sequel, a part two, or well, let's stick to part two. If you're going to do a part two of something, make sure that you're the person that wrote and created the first one. Because if you didn't write the first one or had nothing to do with the first one, you're going to end up just looking like you have nothing to create on your own. So you piggybacking off of somebody else's. In other words, create your own classic. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And on today's show, I hope y'all understood and learned about the dangers of trying to touch something that's classic. Just go out and create another classic or create your own classic, man, like I know you could. Y'all be safe out there. Thanks for rocking with me. And we be back again to talk next week. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. Find out what's going to happen next.